100% black owned and operated.
They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
I just look at it in that way. I could have been in the postal department and God says, you know, okay, you're going to get married to an Anguillian. Because in 1995, my husband studied for 3 years in Jamaica and I did not know him then. Yes, so you never know. Life has a way of, surprising you sometimes and blessing you in amazing ways, you know.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. I can agree with you.
Anything could have happened.
That's right. And I'm so thankful that you've answered that question because it's so powerful. As you'll also help me to reflect on this too, because even before I met my wife, and you said that your husband was even in Jamaica at that time, you did not even know him.
Yes.
As I think about that, reflecting right now, I never even knew my wife too. I was at high school here in St. Martin. She attended St. Martin Academy. I attended Milton Peters College, and we never knew each other. My mother actually knew her of her work and her beautiful writing and poetry, etc. And how can you imagine my mom knew my wife to be, and I never knew her in my teenage years. Wow. And I traveled away, was in Europe, came back in 2010. And then that's when I connected with my wife in 2010. And now together, we are married, work together, and I never knew, and she never knew I existed. And here, as you said yourself, Reverend, that lady who was praying for you, rest and bless her, that Reverend, I'm praying for you that you meet a really wonderful husband. My mom.
The universe heard her, you know. It's what goes out in the universe. Sometimes the universe, some persons say the universe hears, but from a theological perspective, we say the Lord hears and answers the hearts and desires of people, you know, and yes, that's what happened.
Yeah, definitely. You've taken me also to a memory lane, because as I listened to you carefully, those were prayers that were going out for you to have the right husband in your life, just as much as, you know, for the fact I'm pretty sure you were also praying for the right husband. And as I reflect on, my wife was praying for the right husband, even though she did not know about me. And here we are together. So this is amazing. And as I'm thinking about this, and this is so important, I believe, Reverend, for persons out there to think
prayer
about this.
Prayer works.
Yeah.
Prayer works, I tell you. Prayer, wow, that's the key. That's the key right there.
It's powerful.
Yes.
That's powerful. And I'm going along with you on this journey, as I'm also thinking of the fact, and this is so very important, I believe, for persons who listen to this show right now, considering the fact that this show is all about building stronger relationships and inspiring lives, and that is all about in marriage or whatever relationship it may be, thinking about the fact that you are a reverend and your husband, he has his profession. And just stay with me on this, Reverend. as we go on this very important aspect that I'm going to share and ask you this question. Normally, it is thought of, okay, the man should be leading and is the leader of the household. But here you have you being part of the clergy. Here you have a husband who has his profession, and you are the one who chose through the contract that you sign to move from country to country according to where God leads you and following where God is taking you. But I wonder how your husband feels about that, that maybe normally could be that the husband is the one who's the one traveling around and moving around, and the wife have to follow. How does he deal with that aspect? Yeah. Can you share about that? Because this is powerful. And the reason why I say that, because sometimes we may think out there, well, you know, if it's a reverend or is someone in the clergy, it is all hunky-dory. Maybe there's never any kind of doubt or conversation like, you know what, I never signed up for this. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes, I must admit that from time to time, it has been a challenge for him. You know, it has been a challenge for him at some points. But I can tell you from another perspective, he's having a wonderful time. He has been enjoying ministry as he co-partners with me in ministry as well, because one of the decisions that he had made after when we met and we were dating, he thought about it very thoroughly, you know, and he had to make a decision because he was working in the government department and he was there for just over 18 years. And he decided that, you know, he calculated everything. And that is one of the things I love about my husband. He doesn't take risks haphazardly, you know, he calculates everything. So he knows what he's all about. He sought advice from even the husband of a clergy. And, you know, what is it like? What is life like marrying to a female minister and having to move? And one of the responses that he received from a particular spouse was that you have to love God and love your wife. That is the key thing. You have to love God enough, you know, and love your wife enough to make that decision, because from time to time, it is not easy. And so after thinking about it very carefully, when I moved to Nevis on my second station, he spent a year back in Anguilla to sort himself out to make the transition. And he decided that he loves God enough and he loves his wife enough to move. Wherever I go, he will go.
I love that. Wherever you go, he will go. That is powerful. To love God and love his wife.
So, and he has been a tremendous help in ministry. To me, sometimes I say he is the pastor, you know, he does so much work sometimes.
Oh, wow.
And so helpful.
Powerful, wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr., your host here. And we're having a wonderful conversation with Reverend Corrine White Richardson from the beautiful island of Jamaica. And she is the circuit minister at the Methodist Church here on St. Martin, the Eastern Caribbean. And I'm pretty sure wherever you are right now listening to this interview, you're saying, what a beautiful life story. And really sharing some amazing nuggets with you in Radio Land. And, you know, talking about what you shared a while ago, Reverend, so very important as it is to really have a really powerful and mutual understanding for each other and what you do as a married couple and the responsibilities that one holds, because that is what actually helps to keep a marriage strong. And even when there are challenges in between, to be able to speak about it in a proper way, actually, and to really have God really in the midst of what your marriage is all about.
That is what keeps everything together. God at the center.
Powerful. Reverend, I come to really understand more about yourself and the fact of your energy that you have, because you do such amazing things as I've been following you. Well, it's not that I'm stalking you, but well, let me just say that in Radio Land here, following you in the sense of really what you do in empowering people with your music, because you said you love to sing. I've seen some on YouTube, some really amazing hymns, worship songs that you sing. And moreover, you're into poetry. Talk to us a little bit about that, because you said about dancing and singing. Let's hear a little bit about your poetry. What can you share with us about that?
Well, from a tender age, I guess maybe in my teenage years, I loved writing. In high school, for some reason, I did not like poetry like that. I remember in fourth form, I didn't really like poetry because I just couldn't understand, to read between the lines and to understand fully what the poets were saying. But after a time, maybe between 18 and maybe 22, for some reason, it seemed as if when there was a transition in my life. I started to look at life maybe a little bit more differently too. I started just writing. I wrote songs and I wrote poetry, poems. And in my 20s and 30s, I decided, I want to publish a book because I had so much materials that I started to publish some of my music, as well as I have a book that I'm preparing now. It is at the publishers. That should be, hadn't it been for the COVID, I probably would have had that book in my hand right now. But nothing happens before the time. So I'm enjoying, my writing skills, thanks to God.
Powerful, powerful. So actually, we're then looking forward to that book and looking forward to hearing some of your beautiful poetry. Do you have anything to share today? Any poetry with you at hand, or maybe one? Or is it all for persons to wait until that book comes patiently?
Yes, I have. Okay, I can share one.
Sure.
This is called Beautiful Flowers.
Okay.
And it's the name of various flowers. Beautiful Flowers. There are beautiful flowers of every kind, alysas, azalea, and blossom you can find, calla, cherry, and bluebell, chrysanthemum, dahlia, and daisy as well, sage, aster, along with alder, laurel, lily, and lavender, flora, heather, and magnolia, hyacinth, iris, and camellia, jasmine, juniper, and petunia, lilac, myrtle, and zinnia, marigold, orchid, and pansy, peony, poppy, and pansy, tulip, rose, and violet, and many more that you have not met. But just remember, you are a flower bright, among the beautiful flowers with God's holy light. Thank you.
Wow, that is beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with us all here on Love and Inspiration. Definitely really worth listening to and really worth waiting upon that book when it comes out in the new year. Fantastic. I appreciate that. Thank you for sharing that with us, Reverend.
You are welcome.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yes.
And I can wish I can go on with you for 5 more years speaking on this interview, but then at the end of the day, we'll have kept persons here glued to the radio for 5 years, and when this is finished, it will be somewhere within the year 2025, and that's not the intention, actually. But yeah. I just want to actually state or actually ask you this before we come to the end.
Yeah.
Presently, you're now on the southern side of the island as a circuit minister. You had functioned in the capacity of superintendent minister over on the northern side of the island. What was that experience like when you were the superintendent, and what is it like now being minister of the circuit on the southern side of the island?
Yes, I entered St. Martin, the French side, as a circuit minister And then after a year, after being ordained, I was not ordained. After a year being a circuit minister, I became a superintendent minister in the circuit. And it was my first time being a superintendent minister. I was just getting my feet wet and having to pastor 5 congregations. It was a great challenge for the most part. And, you know, but through it all, God was with me and I enjoyed my stint there, my tenure there. It has been a real blessing. I was going through some of my journals recently, and I go back to the time when my husband and I got married. I wanted to go to Paris on my honeymoon, and I just had to laugh to myself when I looked at my journal and saw that I wrote in my journal, I wanted to go to Paris for my honeymoon. And I said, but look, I am here in the French territory. God has made a way that I did not make it to France for my honeymoon, but I spent 4 wonderful years in French St. Martin. You know, I am very grateful for the love and support that the persons, the members of the church have shown to us during our time there. So to God be the glory. As I said, even though it was challenging at some point, because that was my first time being a superintendent minister, for the most part, you know, for the other part, I can say we have had a great time there, and I'm very honored. I wouldn't trade it for anything. And being here is, it's wonderful as well. So far, so good. I am just awed by the love, the support, and I am a person of nature. I love nature. So this new environment, having my fruit trees and the grass to walk on barefooted, I'm just basking in what God, you know, is doing in our lives. I'm eternally grateful, because mm-hmm. God never makes a mistake, Mr. Cotton. And all that God does in my life, I just yield to God and just tell God, have your own way. So wherever God sends me, there I will go, because God will not give me nothing less than good.
Wow, that is powerful. Yes. I appreciate you sharing that, because that's so very important to know what that experience was like for you in such key positions within the ministry, and then moving over to the southern side. And as you shared, you know, God doesn't make any mistakes, and really being so grateful. And that's such an important attitude to have, being grateful of all that you're experiencing. And I just want to actually say this, because I think it's so fitting to say this for the listeners. Because of what you just said, it reminded me this morning when I was sitting on my couch, and came to me, and I said this to my wife when she came back home, because she went to, you know, pick up her sister from church who pastored this morning at one of the congregations. And when she came back, and as I was sitting there, you know, God said it so clear to me. And this is what he reminded me of. And I want to say this on the airwaves to everyone that will hear this and wants this, they listen to this recording, once again, this interview, that it is like this. God reminded me that when you are able to recognize that he is a God of glory, you will be able to expect anything glorious. Once you walk in his glory, once you walk in God's glory, you could only expect glorious things to happen.
That is it.
And I could
that
see. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I thank God that he brought that to my mind this morning. So to God be the glory. And everyone, you're listening right now, as the Reverend also stated, and wherever you're listening right now, remember this, right? That God is full of glory. And once you recognize that he is a God of glory, all you can do is walk in his glory and expect only glorious things to happen. So if you walk in God's glory today without worrying about anything, you could only expect glorious things would happen in your life. And I'm thankful that persons have taken note of that. Thank you for bringing that up in my mind, Reverend.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amazing. So as we come to the end of this powerful interview, I just want to highlight one thing that is important for persons out there to know, is that I understood that you're presently pursuing a master's degree in theology, correct?
Yes, yes.
And how is that going?
Well, I've had a bit of a setback right now. I'm hoping to resume. I'm on leave right now at the school because it's a bit challenging for them to find a supervisor in the area that I'm pursuing. I'm pursuing my master's in, it's really Christian worship, but I'm looking at the area of music. Music, I'm looking at our new hymnal and how is it reshaping our theology, our way of worship and so on. So it's difficult for them to find a tutor at this time, a supervisor. So hopefully I will resume, I'm not sure, next year the latest to complete. I only have my thesis to complete and that's it.
Okay. Well, I wish you all the best and I believe that you will be successful and you will complete it because you are walking in the glory of God and only glorious things could take place. Only glorious things could happen. Wow, this has been powerful. I'm receiving so many messages, Reverend, just to let you know. You know, there's another message that came into God Be the Glory. Such an amazing story from you, life story. And also one of the listeners who wants to really also recognize the fact that you are so jovial and you have such an amazing sense of humor and just really given that example of what it is to walk in God's glory and to really serve.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thanks to the listener. Yes.
It's been a pleasure. So any final closing thoughts that you would like to share with the listeners of Love and Inspiration on Beautiful Samoa in the Eastern Caribbean and around the world?
As Bob Marley says, it's just one love, you know, just love. Love is the most powerful weapon that we have to conquer anything in this world. The scripture says that God is love, and that is why God commands us to love him and love others as we love ourselves. Once we understand that simple philosophy, that simple but very profound statements from the divine, love the Creator, love others as you love yourself, you would really arrive at a point where you call it the transcendental stage. Once we love God with all, love others as we love ourselves, that's the peak of the pyramid right there. So God bless you. And I look forward to reaching that goal if I'm not there. And I hope that every one of us as God's children will reach that peak, that high, highest part of ourselves where we love God with our all and love others as we love ourselves. Thank you so much.
Wow, what a powerful and wonderful way to end a superb interview with you here on Love and Inspiration, going out to over 2 million listeners worldwide. And from your colleague, Dr. Nicole Unamae Francis Cotton, she stated this was a superb interview with yourself, Reverend.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And to honor what you stated a while ago, Reverend Corrine White Richardson, I am going to play the latest song from John Legend, which is One Love. And I know you're from Jamaica, so, you know, with that first original One Love is from the late Bob Marley. But I'm going to play this new version here. You're welcome. From Mr. John Legend and various artists, One Love. And I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. And God bless you and your husband. And you're welcome and your ministry as you continue to walk in the glory of God and know that only what can follow and all that can happen is just glorious things. Have yourself a lovely one, Reverend Corrine White Richardson.
You too. God bless you. And God bless to all our listeners as well.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. Ladies and gentlemen, you had it there on Love and Inspiration. Reverend Corrine White Richardson, who is the circuit minister at the Methodist Church here on St. Martin, the Eastern Caribbean. You heard her life story, and I'm pretty sure you're looking forward to her book in the new year and all that beautiful poetry that she has in there and much more. And I wish her much, much success. God is with her.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
100% black owned and operated. They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.